Well, we return. We circle back to a story that continues to make headlines as more details continue to leak out, and that is the systemic sexual abuse at the hands of Catholic priests over many, many years. And of course, the sex abuse of children is not specifically a Catholic priest problem, but it's particularly egregious, especially here in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Confidential personnel records from five Catholic religious orders were turned over to sex abuse victims yesterday, and it's the first wave of a court-ordered public disclosure. To talk to us about this right now, it's a pleasure to welcome the Western Regional Director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, SNAP, and it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Joelle Kasix. Joelle, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I appreciate you coming on with us. What groups are we talking about here?
Well, these are the religious orders who sent priests and nuns to work in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. So they include groups like the Marianists, which is a 200-year-old French order, the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet, and a few other orders whose members were sued by victims in 2003 for child sexual abuse.
Jesuits, Salesians, and Vincentians. And surprisingly here, or uniquely, this is the first time that I know of that actually orders of nuns have records have been made available.
This is the first time we've seen this in California. There have been other records that have been turned over in other areas of the United States and globally, but this is the first time we have seen nun records here in California. And while there's not a whole lot in them, it is interesting to see that files were maintained and, you know, wonder what's missing in them.
And one of the things that comes out, and this is from the L.A. Times reporting on this, is there's specifically a case of a Father Ruben Martinez, and the record apparently switches to Japanese characters. I mean, I guess as a way of, making an official documentation, but making it difficult for any prying eyes to know what's actually in the official record.
Exactly. It's just, you know, and we've seen this before, very damning documents be written in Latin, and, you know, you'd have to get a Latin translator to come in and determine them. And Ruben Martinez, his file was really the most comprehensive out of all of those released. And it showed he had a long history of very problematic and very abusive behavior in Los Angeles. And it was just like he was left unchecked. You know, nothing was really done to stop him. He was just moved around and sent to treatment facilities, and even now his whereabouts are unknown.
We are talking with Joelle Kasix of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, SNAP. Pope Francis just flew back from his first overseas trip. He went to South America, this massive mass on Copacabana Beach with 3 million people. And on the way back, he was asked about a homosexual priest and said, "Who am I to judge?" And it was sort of certainly a difference in tone than we had heard in the past. But he also has spoken about this issue specifically, and I think is acutely aware that this issue is a problem for the church, certainly in the Western world. How have you viewed from your perspective, from SNAP's perspective, a change, or how do you rate the new Pope's handling of this situation that he obviously has to deal with?
Well, in an ideal situation, he would have, you know, assumed his position as Pope and turned over every document he had. But of course, that's not going to happen. But considering the Vatican normally moves at a very glacial pace when it comes to, social reform, I'm slightly hopeful, because for a long time the Church has used homosexuality as a scapegoat to blame the sex abuse problem on gay priests, which of course is not the case at all. It has nothing to do with sexuality and everything to do with horrible sexual problems and deviancy. So I'm hoping that slowly but surely we will see moves toward understanding the importance of the abuse crisis and how it is destroying children and families and communities, and also making sure that the blame goes with exactly the right people and those people are punished.
SNAPnetwork.org is the website, SNAPnetwork.org. Joelle, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. Joelle Kasix of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. It is.